Johnny Lee Wills. Welcome, friends, to another transcribed get-together with Johnny Lee Wills and all the boys. And for your favorite music and talk. John, how are you?
Well, mighty fine today, Frank. Yes, sir. And I believe all the guys are feeling mighty good. And I hope your fans out there listening will enjoy the program. Leon Huff starting off here with a good old number. We call it Deep Water.
I'm drifting into deep water. I'm starting to care for you. You're getting me in deep water. Be careful what you do. You wanted romance, but I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm winding up in deep water. Why can't we just be friends?
You've got a lot of good advice out there to a lot of young lovers.
You're really putting me on the spot, aren't you, John?
Thanks,
if you don't mind, John, I'd like to channel this to a guy that knows a lot more about it than I do. And, of course, when I quote somebody, you know it's Edgar Gaston. Got a fine poem here.
We always like to hear them.
And it's called that, Advice to Young Lovers, John. When I was courting Nellie 8 and 20 years ago, my best side to her father, I believed it wise to show. Although she was my objective, in an artful way I knew it would be to my advantage could I win her father, too. So, to please him, walking homeward, we didn't have a car, I'd drop into a drugstore for a good 10-cent cigar. Well, being young, I had the notion that the present for her dad would delight Miss Nellie's parents. It would also make her glad. But I later on discovered not all sweetness filled the cup, for at times, as late as midnight, he'd still be sitting up. Though I was bent on wooing, all my fondest hopes he'd mar by remaining calmly with us till he'd smoked that good cigar. Oh, the hours I sat and watched him, wishing he'd go to bed as he puffed that clear Havana and not hearing half he said, oft I'd say, smoke this tomorrow. He'd reply with wrinkled brow, well, since it isn't quite my bedtime, I believe I'll light it now. And instead of courting Nellie, I'd have to sit and stare at her father, blowing smoke rings from his ancient easy chair. So, young men who go wooing, bear this helpful thought in mind. It'll be to your advantage to her father to be kind. But though good cigars may please him, if the hour be growing late, keep your present in your pocket, or you'll have to sit and wait just as I did, wasting moments. And how precious few they are. Till the daddy of your sweetheart puffs away your good cigar.
That's all right.
All right. Here it is.
Well, neighbors, looks like it's time to close this little transcribed get-together. This is Frank Sims speaking for Johnny Lee Wills and all the boys. And saying so long, everybody, but we'll be back. Be listening for us.
Yeah, so long, friends, it's time to go. We bid you all adieu.
All adieu.
Tune us in again sometime and let us hear from you. It's Johnny Lee.